Thank you for calling customer services. It's Joy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Stewart. Is that it?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Oh, Joy. Okay,
yes,
Joy.
Ma'am.
I just reached, my name is Vivian Maskin, and I will tell you my story. Okay, I went into T-Mobile on their Tuesday giveaways, or whatever, and I ordered a foot mask stimulation. Okay, I just received it in the mail, and I'd like to return it because I didn't realize that there was a fee. The $7.95 I can accept the shipping and handling. However, the $54 I was not prepared to do. The
right.
Order number is 884.
May I have the zip code associated with the account, ma'am, to better
okay,
able to serve you?
Okay, 33484, Florida.
33484.
That's correct.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, I'll give you the order number. Maybe that'll make it easier. I received it today.
Give me that zip code one more time, ma'am.
Pardon me?
May I have the zip code, please?
33484. Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Would you like the order number?
And give me that first and last name, please, ma'am.
Vivian Maskin, M-A-S-K-I-N.
Okay. I was able to locate an account associated with that. And for security purposes, can I have the address associated with this account, please?
Sure. It's 14 Piedmont A, Delray Beach, Florida, 33484.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see on the 29th of January that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling, and then you paid $4.99 express mail to receive your item. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't receive. Well, $7.95 is the express mail. The other would have been $4.99. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to give you the order number. It's
I have it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And what it did was... by receiving that free gift?
Oh, Joyce, let me explain first. I ordered it. It was billed on my credit card. $54.97 plus $7.95. And I thought that it was only for shipping and handling. I didn't know that there was a fee involved, okay, for the massager. However, I checked with T-Mobile, and they couldn't give me any information, but I decided that I did not want it, and I want to return it for full credit of the $54.97 and the $7.95. Now, how do I go about doing that, Joyce?
Okay. The item itself was a welcoming gift for joining Factory Direct Savings Store. The $54.97, you see, is the membership fee. It was billed to you within 48 hours for signing up. Now, I did give you a $125 gift card for some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. It's an online web store. And they charge you $54.97, a monthly enrollment fee.
Okay. I would like to return the item and the $54.97 and the $7.95 to go back on the credit card that you took it out of.
Okay. I can get you counseled out of that.
How do I go about returning the foot massage matter and canceling the whole order?
The foot massage is yours to keep. The item was, you actually got it free.
Wait,
you only paid the $7.95 shipping and handling of it.
Go back. I didn't hear you. I'm an elderly person. You got to speak slower.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. The foot massager itself is an item for yours. It's a gift. You only paid $7.95, the shipping and handling of it. Now, the shipping and handling is non-refundable because that was a valid charge for actually receiving the item. Now, I can counsel you out of this of any reoccurring charges, okay?
I want the whole order canceled.
Correct.
I guess I cannot absorb the gift that you're so nicely giving is for the $54.95. I will absorb the $7.95 for the fishing for shipping and handling. I want the $54.95 returned onto my credit card, and I will mail you back with no further charges the massager. Just how do I go about doing it?
Ma'am, the massager actually came from a warehouse, so it's a number. We can't take the product back.
No,
yours to keep.
No, but I'm going to be charged $54.95.
No, ma'am. I've actually canceled that order for you. The refund of the $54.95 should be back into the account it was used off of within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. So what do you want me to do with the massager?
It is yours to keep, ma'am.
And will you cancel me from any further charges?
Yes, ma'am. You're completely canceled out of any further charges on that account.
Okay.
Okay.
So you don't want the massager back, is that
no,
it?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. So I will be charged only $7.95 for the shipping and handling. Am I correct?
That is correct. I do have the cancellation order number for you. Are you ready to take it down?
Please do.
All righty.
What is it?
It would be C as in Charlie.
Right.
258.
C 258.
876.
876.
572.
572. That
yes,
is
ma'am.
The cancellation number on
yes,
my
ma'am.
Credit card for $54.95. Am
that
I correct?
That is correct, and it would take 3 to 5 business days for you to see that return to the account.
Okay, fine. Now, your name is Joyce?
Yes, ma'am, J-O-Y-C-E.
And I reached you at this 800 number.
Yes, ma'am.
554-759-424. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, I just want... I thank you for the gift, but I didn't order it that way. But I'm going to keep the foot massager.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You will cancel the order for the $54.95 on my credit card, which you have the full amount from Bank of America.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's all I have to do.
All righty. And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm not going to be charged anything further for a
no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
You're completely canceled out of it.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.